Refugee advocates say Australia's program to resettle refugees in Cambodia isn't working after an Iranian couple decided to return home instead. Last year, five refugees agreed to move from Nauru to Cambodia, a deal that cost Australia more than $40 million. Now, only two remain, but the Australian government is standing by its resettlement policy. South Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports.
The unnamed Iranian couple have been kept out of the spotlight since they touched down in Cambodia 9 months ago. Little is known about their lives in one of Asia's poorest countries. But in February, they decided to return to Iran, a move that's only now been revealed by Cambodian officials. Sister Denise Coughlin is from the Jesuit Refugee Service in Cambodia.
If in fact they went back because they felt that the political climate was getting a bit better and the economic sanctions were lifted, maybe that's a very good sign, because I think if we're going to address this whole issue of refugees at the moment, we need to address the root causes. And definitely that sort of situation in Iran was one of the root causes for people fleeing.
A spokesman for Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says the government is holding firm on its policy that if you arrive by boat, you can either return to your country of origin or be resettled in a third country. Australia has sent more than 400 asylum seekers to Nauru, but only five have taken up the offer to move to Cambodia. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says even for them, it was never going to be home.
They all made it very clear that when they were going to Cambodia, it wasn't for, you know, with any intention of remaining there. It was to get away from Nauru and to have a, you know, greater prospects of actually getting somewhere where they could get, you know, secure resettlement.
Last year, another one of those refugees, believed to be a Rohingya man, chose to return to Myanmar. That leaves just two people in Australia's multi-million dollar resettlement program, a situation opposition immigration spokesman Richard Marles calls an expensive joke. It has been costly. Australia offered the Cambodian government $40 million in aid money if it agreed to take on refugees. A further $15.5 million was allocated for the International Organisation for Migration to handle the actual resettlement. But a statement from the organisation says they haven't been paid in full.
The IOM continues to receive funding from the Government of Australia to implement settlement services in Cambodia, but that funding has not amounted to $15 million, given the limited number of refugees arriving from Nauru to date.
Sister Denise Coughlin from the Jesuit Refugee Service in Cambodia says the costs go beyond money.
I guess if the two people that are still here stay on and make a life for themselves here, that's a success for two people. But if you look at it in terms of the cost and the damage it's done to the international reputation of Australia, it seems to me it's been very negative.
Australia's other resettlement partner, Papua New Guinea, is understood to have resettled five men, with almost 1,000 still in detention or at a transit centre on Manus Island. This is Liam Cochrane for AM.